Hi, I'm Carol Clark, William McCall Vickery, 1957, Professor of the History of Art and American Studies here at Amherst College. Standing in front of Robert Henri's painting of a provocative woman may cause you some discomfort. Her pose asks you to admire her body, which she has opened to view by arching her back and thrusting one leg through a diaphanous black skirt that plunges deeply below her waist. But her expression tells you not to dare. Eyes half closed and chin upraised in a boldly rouged face, she looks down on you as if you were an unworthy partner in the dance she will begin. Henri's title for the work may clarify the dichotomy. The woman is alluring and repellent because she is in the role of Salome, biblical heroine and focus of a controversial play and opera staged in New York City a few years before Henri painted and exhibited this work. Stung by the National Academy of Design's rejection of his picture, Henri instead showed the work at a vast, unjuried exhibition of independent artists that he played a major role in organizing in 1910. Reviewing the popular show, one critic called Salome Dancer striking because the subject was, quote, a half-nude, sensuous-looking woman painted with astonishing life-likeness. Without the title, Henri's dancer has no biblical context. We don't see her audience, nor are we alerted by a painted platter foretelling the severed head of John the Baptist, the gift that Salome, after she dances, will ask and receive from King Herod. In fact, Henri's precise title for the work, Salome Dancer, suggests a context other than the Bible, Oscar Wilde's play, or Richard Strauss's opera. The title evokes the world of vaudeville, where in the first decade of the 20th century, women across New York City performed the Dance of the Seven Veils. A contemporary theatrical magazine article began with the word Salomania and was accompanied by a photogravure of eight contemporary Salome dancers in various dramatic poses. But not one was as scantily attired as Henri's Salome dancer. Henri wrote in his diary that Mademoiselle Wolkleska posed for this painting. Nothing more is known of her. He does not then record a famous dancer or a specific performance. She is a model, posing as a dancer in the role of Salome. She inhabited the vaudeville stage as much as she did the opera house. So while Henri may have urged his audience to hear Strauss when they looked at his painting, the modernity of his model has likely summoned a song by the popular Irving Berlin, whose 1909 Sadie Salome Go Home follows Sadie Cohn to the dance hall where she performs in Berlin's lyrics as, quote, the only real Salome baby. The chorus, in the voice of Sadie's sweetheart, entreats her, don't do that dance, I tell you, Sadie, that's not a business for a lady. Oy, such a sad disgrace. No one looks in your face. Sadie Salome, go home.
Sadie Cohen left her happy home to become an actress lady. On the stage she soon became the rage as the only real Salome baby. When she came to town, her sweetheart Mose brought for her around a pretty rose. But he got an awful fright when his Sadie came to sight. He stood up and yelled with all his might, don't do that dance, I tell you, Sadie. That's not a business for a lady. Most everybody knows the time you're loving most. Oi, 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 there is your clothes. You'd better go and get your dresses. Everyone's got the opera glasses. Oi, such a sad disgrace. No one looks in your face. Say, this alone, go home.
Strauss and Berlin may not mix in our ears as they did for viewers a century ago, but in silence, Henri's Salome dancer still holds our gaze. For the moment, she is motionless. We sense, though, that the music will start, that she will raise the flesh-colored veils lightly held between her fingers, sway her torso, and making it clear where we stand, begin to dance.